1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy. With-
first ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of GreenSports.net, your source for Greene County sports.
Good afternoon from Wexford, Pennsylvania, here on the campus of North Allegheny High School. As today we have the Class 1A WPIL softball semifinals. As the Jefferson Morgan Rockets, for the second year in a row, take on top-seeded Union here in the Whippeel semifinal round. This broadcast on the NFHS Network and Greensports.net is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Kinetic, internet better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreene.org. By the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue, valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Once again, we welcome you in here to the Iron Synergy pregame show as we get set for action between Jefferson Morgan and Union. And this is one of two Greene County semifinal broadcasts we have here today on the NFHS Network and Greensports.net. We'll talk about this matchup and everything going on today in the WPIL semifinal round when we return here on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Welcome back here to North Allegheny. Jason Tennant with you. Our crew today consists of Noah Tennant running the controls, Cam Pritz over here on camera, and we have our vantage point from this left field press box. This is the action. This is the way we'll see the action today. We'll, of course, have the camera
on home plate as well, but this will be our main view for all the action today. If you're watching on the NFHS Network, you can see what I'm talking about. Obviously, if you're listening on greensports.net, you'll just have to use your imagination. We are waiting for the field to be readied here at North Allegheny, which is always something, you know, we've become used to because we've done a lot of playoff games here for sure. But now this is about the only field they use anymore other than the championship game at Cal that features a natural surface, natural dirt and grass. And if you ask my opinion, baseball and softball are supposed to be played on dirt and grass. I don't like the turf. I understand why they use the turf because obviously it helps with the weather. It helped us last night with some baseball action in the rain. Can be handled with turf. But it does take a little bit of time to get this field ready. They do such a wonderful job of maintaining this, a great grounds crew, and so we do have a little bit of time to get ready for this action here between Jefferson Morgan and Union. This is a rematch of last year. In fact, the semifinals this year in Class 1A are an exact replica of what they were last year. Same seeds and everything. Number one Union versus number five Jefferson Morgan. That's to start here in a few minutes. Number two Carmichael's, number three West Green. Same exact matchups as last year's semifinals. The only difference from the quarterfinals on, in fact, if you look at even the quarterfinal round from a year ago, everything was the same except for the opponents for Carmichael's and Jefferson Morgan were flipped. Carmichael's beat Sarah Catholic last year. Jefferson Morgan beat Swickley Academy last year to get to the semis. But West Green beat Southside and Union beat Jeanette. Everything has gone pretty much exactly like it did a year ago. And, of course, last year, Union defeated Jefferson Morgan by a score of 15-0. Carmichael's defeated West Green last year as well to go on to the WPL championship game. Union, of course, defeated Carmichael's last year. West Green defeated Jefferson Morgan in the third place consolation to clinch a state playoff berth. And that'll be the situation today for the losers of today's semifinals. There will be a PIAA qualifier third place consolation. That's not the case in every class. For instance, 2A is playing today as well. All four of the teams that are playing have already qualify for the state playoffs, but in 1A only taking three teams, so any losses today, you're still a win away from clinching a spot in the state playoffs. There is some history between these two teams as of late. I mentioned the 15-0 win for Union last year in the semifinals. Go back a year before that, Union won 11-2 in the quarterfinals over Jefferson Morgan, and the year before that, won 11-0. You do the math. That's 37-2 in the last three matchups between Union and Jefferson Morgan. So obviously the Rockets looking at potentially an uphill battle here today. Union has won three of the last four WPIL titles. They're looking for a seventh straight trip to the championship game today. You go back over the last, going back to 2017, they started out with a couple of losses to West Green. Then, of course, when West Green was the powerhouse, they lost to West Green twice before defeating West Green in the championship game. That was their first WPL title. Then they defeated Carmichael's the year after that. They lost to Chartiers Houston 2 years ago, but beat Carmichael's again last year. Three out of the last four WPL titles had been won by the Union Scotties, and they also finished third and made it to states back in 2018. So they're looking for an eighth straight trip to the state playoffs. Union, of course, the defending WPIL and state champion from a year ago, last year winning their one and only, their first and only state title. Of course, for Jefferson Morgan, they're also a perennial playoff team, certainly. Since 2019, this is their third semifinal appearance. They have lost all three of those. Last year, of course, I mentioned losing to West Green in that consolation. But Jefferson Morgan's last WPL title and only WPL title. Got to go back to 2015 for that. But the stat that I love that I pulled up today, and this includes this year because we're guaranteed to have a Greene County team in the WPL championship game this year with West Green at squaring off against Carmichael's today. Greene County has had a team in the WPL championship game starting in 2015 every single year except for one, or I should say every season because there was no championship game in 2020 due to COVID, but every season starting in 2015, Greene County has had representation in the WPL championship game. The only exception, ironically, is 2024. And I say ironically because that is the year that Carmichael's went on to the state championship game. They didn't get to the Whitfield championship game thanks to a loss to Chartiers-Houston in the semifinals, but they avenged that loss by defeating Chartiers-Houston in the state semis and made it to the state championship game. You go back, the Rockets were in the championship game in 2015. West Green was in the championship game from 2016 all the way through 22 every single year, with COVID being the outlier. And then Carmichael's has reached in 2023 and 2025, and either West Green or Carmichael's, and maybe even Jefferson Morgan, will be in the championship game this year. So always a great time to be following Greene County sports, as softball seems to be the one sport where we can consistently have a team competing for a WPIAL title, and this year is certainly no different. We'll step aside, bring you back with more here on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Welcome back here on the Iron Synergy, a pregame show. Jason Tennant with you. And again, we've got Noah Tennant running our production today with Cam Pritz on camera. Our other action today, we have Carmichael's and West Green down at Pleasant Valley Elementary, Peters Township. Bob Gregg, Nate Rigotti, and Ethan Spazarski on that crew. And they're starting with the game one of that doubleheader is the Washington County matchup between Bentworth and Chartiers-Houston on the NFHS Network and the WJPA Sports Network. And, of course, they'll follow that with the Carmichael's-West Green matchup on the NFHS Network and greensports.net. I think we might be getting into our national anthem, but if let's go ahead and try to get you our lineups at this time before we get into that. We'll see if we have to hold that up. We might be doing the starting lineups right now, so we'll do the same. Take a look at the batting order here for the visiting Jefferson Morgan Rockets. They'll lead off with their right fielder, Ava Wood. Emily Bazzoli bats second and pitches. I'll just give you a little heads up. There's going to be a little work with the flex player in this lineup, but the starting lineup for official purposes features Ashlyn Snyder as the catcher, and she is batting third. Shortstop Gabby Marmy bats cleanup. The fifth hitter is Addie Larkin, and she'll be at third base. Batting sixth is Addie Teagarden. She'll be in center field. Batting in the seventh spot is Robbie Finley. She'll be in left. Callan Novak plays first and bats eighth. Kelsey Vessels is your designated player, and she will be batting in the nine spot. That is the starting lineup. Wood, Bazzoli, Snyder, Marmee, Larkin, Teagarden, followed by Finley, Novak, and Vessels for head coach Rich Rush, assisted by Jake Rush and Dan Rush. And in talking to Rich prior to the game, expect Kelsey Vessels to be catching where she usually is. They're going to use that flex player to get some at-bats, certainly for Bales as well. It is Braylon Bales who will be at second base as the flex player. Now let's take a look at the batting order for the Union Scotties. Olivia Williams leads off and plays shortstop. Maddie Settle at third base. Ireland Fisher catches and bats third. Olivia Benedict is the cleanup hitter playing first base. Batting fifth is the center fielder, Nevaeh Hunt. Batting in the sixth spot is second baseman Maggie Joseph. Batting seventh is Corinne Shannon. She'll be pitching today. Emily Ross plays left and bats eighth. And Samantha Confer is your right fielder in the nine spot. Williams, Settle, Fisher, followed by Benedict, Hunt, and Joseph, Shannon, Ross, and Confer for the Union Scotties. Head coach Doug Fisher, assisted by Christy Williams. Jefferson Morgan coming off a big win. We were there for that win over Sarah Catholic, where it was one I mentioned. Bales at second base had the fantastic catch to win the game. Tying run at third, winning run at second base. Line drive up the middle with two outs. Bales snags it, diving toward the bag, and the Jefferson Morgan Rockets advanced to the semifinals. It was a very dramatic scene as the Rockets advanced. Union had an easier time with a 7-1 victory over Jeanette. We'll pause now as we have our national anthem. We're back with more on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Union Scotties have taken the field, and the Jefferson Morgan Rockets will come to the plate. Ava Wood, Emily Bazzoli, Ashlyn Snyder are due up here in the top of the first inning. You see our center field camera view there. Boy, that's looking nice and steady here today, and we're looking forward to that view. We also have the second game of the doubleheader today here on NFHS as well. That is in 4A, Blackhawk taking on North Catholic. We'll have that on the NFHS network. Let's take a look at the defense for the Union Scotties as they have now taken the field. Corinne Shannon, the pitcher. Ireland Fisher behind the plate. Infield first to third, Benedict, Joseph, Williams, and Settle. Outfield left to right is Ross, Hunt, and Confer. Umpires today, behind the plate is Dave Barry, Tim Gonzalez, and Adam Vistano are on the bases. Final warm-ups in, and Ava Wood's going to come to the plate. Jefferson Morgan looking for a better showing here in the semifinals. Last year, a 15-0 Union victory. What did they tell you? Oh, I said, why would they say that? Okay, Corinne Shannon, the pitcher. And the count now goes to 2-0 to Ava Wood, right fielder. Wood, Mazzoli, Snyder. Shannon kicks and deals. And that's across the plate for a strike. Beautiful facility here, and the weather apparently going to hold off for us today. There was some questions, some showers in the morning, but those were mostly south of here. Swing and a miss. 2-2 now, the count to Wood. And, of course, this is a field that, unlike the others I mentioned, natural surface, the weather can certainly play more of a role here. Swing and a miss, strike three. And the first out of the ball game is the strikeout of Ava Wood. See here on the CNX Foundation replay. Emily Bazzoli now bats for the Rockets. Starting pitcher for Jefferson Morgan. Had a great game against Sarah Catholic. Didn't rack up, and there's a fly ball, but down the line that'll be foul out of play. Didn't have a her typical high strikeout game against Sarah Catholic, but was certainly very effective in getting some soft contact and getting some easy outs. Pitch up high for a ball. We have seen Bazzoli put up some big strikeout numbers throughout the year. One ball and one strike to Bazzoli. Shannon's pitch fouled back, and Bazzoli falls behind 1-2. Scheduled start time for the second game today is 4 o'clock. That's or 6 o'clock. That is the 4A semifinal. That's also the scheduled start time for Carmichael's and West Green at Pleasant Valley. So things work out on the NFHS network. Green County fans can catch this game and then click right on over to the Carmichael's West Green game and catch them both here on NFHS and greensports.net. Pitch from Shannon, and a fly ball in deep. Bazzoli got a hold of it and sends it over the fence. Emily Bazzoli puts the Rockets on the board with a drive to right field. And the Rockets get the first lead of the ball game. Get a chance to see this off the bat. You can see how hard that ball was hit. And the shot right over the right field fence for Bazzoli. Big time home run. Again, just take a look at that blast. As now Ashlyn Snyder will come to the plate. First pitch is low to Snyder, ball one. Great start for the Rockets. Get on the board. We talked about how the last three meetings with this Union team have gone in last year's semifinal, 15-0. A couple of meetings in previous years as well didn't go much better, 11-2 and 11-0. So the one run here already outdoing what they did last year. 2-0 to Snyder. This one is in for strike one. See if that blast from Bazzoli can jumpstart a little more out of this Jefferson Morgan top of the first. 2-1 pitch. That's on the inside corner for strike two, 2-2. Here's the pitch, and a pop out of play over the backstop. That would have been ball three, but fighting it off there was Snyder. Here comes the pitch from Shannon. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So two strikeouts in the inning for Shannon, sandwiched around a solo home run. And now Gabby Marmy will come to the plate. Marmy, the starting shortstop here for Jefferson Morgan. And here's the pitch from Shannon. That one's low and in, almost getting a piece of Marmy. Ball one. Corinne Shannon with the pitch. Popped up in the infield. It'll be in foul territory and out of reach of both catcher Fisher and first baseman Benedict. 1-1 the count. Union did give up one run to Jeanette in the quarterfinal round, their first playoff game. This one's popped foul as Gabby Marmy battling here against Shannon. One ball and two strikes. And this is popped foul out of play. Do it again at 1-2. Union 17-2 on the year coming in, outscoring opponents 215-46. Jefferson Morgan 16-6 on the year, outscoring 180-92. Both some pretty good marks in that regard. Ground ball foul, third base side. One ball and two strikes to Gabby Marmy. And the pitch. Waits on it and pops it up left side. And right there is the third baseman Settle to bring it in for out number three. But the Rockets are on the board with the solo home run from Emily Bozzoli. After a half inning, Jefferson Morgan 1, Union coming to bat here on the NFHS Network, greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
Well, we're heading into the bottom of the first inning here after the Rockets get on the board. The solo home run from Emily Bozzoli, and now she'll get to have the lead as she steps into the circle here for the first time. Union, certainly a team that is not exactly used to playing from behind, but this is just a mere 1-0. I don't think that's going to put the fear into them too much. Well, we won't see the panic mode here from the Scotties, I'm sure, as the lefty Olivia Williams steps into the batter's box. Williams, Settle, Fisher do up here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. And Bozzoli, the right-hander for the Rockets, with a pitch. And that misses low. 2-0. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. And that's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch from Bozzoli. Line shot up the middle, base hit. Just like that, Union gets their first hitter on base as Williams right back through the middle. That'll bring up Matty Settle, third baseman on this team. Settle batting from the right side after the lefty Williams reached. First pitch to Settle, runner thought about going but did not, call it a strike. Let's take a look at the defense from Jefferson Morgan, and I'll have to tell you there's a little bit of difference to this. It is not Snyder behind the plate. Novak, Bales, Marmy, and Larkin across the infield. Finley, Teagarden, and Wood across the outfield left to right. It is Vessels behind the plate. I mentioned in the outset the official starting lineup had Ashlyn Snyder listed as the catcher. She's actually going to serve as essentially the DP, allowing some work with the flex player, essentially, from Rich Rush, trying to get some bats for Bales, who was the flex player playing second base. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. That pitch just missing inside. Runner still at first base, thinking we might see Union get the runner in motion, but she has not taken off yet. Two balls and a strike. Bozzoli with the pitch. Ground ball, left side and through. Back-to-back singles for Union as they get off to a hot start here in the first inning. Williams and Settle both singling. Two on now, nobody out for the three-hitter Ireland Fisher. Rockets got the hot start with the bat of Bozzoli, but well, Union looking to answer quick. And they send one ripped down the line and past the third base. And we're going to be waved home. The throw is heading to the plate. It'll be cut off. Maybe a play at second. But back in safely is Settle at second base. It's an RBI single for Ireland Fisher. And the game is tied at one as Williams comes across to score. It'll stay first and second after Settle scrambles back to the bag at second base. And that'll bring up Olivia Benedict. Rockets looking for their first out here in this inning. Three straight singles. Williams, Settle, Fisher. And now another lefty to face Bozzoli. And that's Olivia Benedict. And Benedict sends one into center field. Another hit for the Scotties. Taking off, trying to go first to third here is Fisher. She will, as Settle comes in to score. Another RBI single. Four straight singles for Union to start the ballgame. This time they will get runners, a runner to third base as well. Off the bat of Olivia Benedict, back-to-back RBI singles now for the Scotties, and the batter will be Nevaeh Hunt. And Hunt chops this one foul off of the body. Caught her either on the leg or the knee there, and she'll try to walk that off. Get a chance. Oh, it actually caught the foot. You can see on the replay there. Give her a little time to try to shake that off. Hunt looking to keep the string going here. Now she lays down a bunt right down the first baseline, and she will beat it out. An infield bunt single is going to be a fifth single in a row for Union, and another run comes in to score and easily beating it. As you see on the CNX Foundation replay, no question that was certainly the right call. And it's 3-1 Union with five straight singles. The last three being RBI singles. And now Maggie Joseph will come to the plate. Joseph, first pitch is called a strike. First and second, still nobody out. And this pitch is popped up right side, and that's going to be over top the Union dugout. So strike two, Bozzoli out in front of Maggie Joseph, as the Rockets are still looking to get a first out here. Here's Bozzoli's pitch. Sails, both runners going to take off and advance on the wild pitch. Benedict to third, Hunt to second. And a 1-2 count now on Joseph. I think the great boost that the Rockets got off the bat of Emily Bozzoli is sort of a memory at this point, is unable to get an out in this bottom of the first inning. Already three runs across, two more in scoring position here for the Scotties. And a 2-2 count to the batter Joseph, who was the sixth hitter in this lineup. Five straight singles for Union to start the game. Swing and a miss, strike three, and there is out number one. Certainly a much needed out number one for Emily Bozzoli. Got the swing and a miss. Brings up Corinne Shannon, the pitcher, to face her pitching opponent, Bozzoli. And I'll tell you what, if Bozzoli can battle here and hold it at three, that's got to be the obvious, that's the goal right now, but you know, you can keep this thing a little manageable in what looked like it was going to spiral out of control quickly. One pitch ball here to Corinne Shannon. Here's the 1-0. And that one rolls back. Runner is going to break, and scoring on the wild pitch is Olivia Benedict. Hunt to third. As that one just rolled in. Little bit of a hesitation from third, but still, this is a deeper backstop for softball. A lot of the softball fields we see, there's not much backstop at all. But this one does have some room back there. 3-0 the count now on Shannon. So even though there wasn't a quick break by Benedict, she was able to still, even with a little hesitation, get in there relatively easily on the wild pitch. Now 3-0, the pitch taken for ball four. Four-pitch walk. Bozzoli walks her pitching opponent. And it's runners at the corners. We may see a runner here. We will see a runner at first base. That is going to be number 30. And that is Holmes for the Union Scotties, Mariah Holmes. She'll run at first base as a courtesy for the pitcher, Shannon. And the batter is Emily Ross, starting left fielder for the Scotties. Looking to add on here in the bottom of the first. First pitch from Bozzoli, ripped right through third and short. That'll bring another run home. As coming in to score is Ross on the RBI, or excuse me, coming in to score is Hunt on the RBI single from Ross. And that'll make the score 5-1. Samantha Kahn for the batter now, right fielder. Singles aplenty in this bottom of the first inning. No extra base hits yet. Swing and a miss. As it looked like Confer was looking for that kind of running start. Slap maybe. A Give Ross the RBI on the single to drive in Hunt with the fifth run for the Scotties. Easily answering that one of the Rockets in the top of the first inning. And doing so with six singles and a walk so far in this bottom of the first. And this pitch sails over everything. What's the call? Did it hit her? Hit the helmet? Is that what it did? Yeah. Ticked off the top of the helmet. That's exactly what happened. Hit batsman. Nice to have that camera. Otherwise, we wouldn't have necessarily known. I just thought it sailed to the backstop. Our vantage point here from left field doesn't give us the greatest look at some of that stuff, but thought it was just a wild pitch. Actually hits the top of the helmet and loads the bases. So Holmes the runner for Shannon now at third base. Ross at second. Comfort hit by a pitch and at first. Bases are loaded with one out as the top of the order comes back to the plate already here in the first. Olivia Williams to bat. Singled and scored already today, did Olivia Williams. And that pitch misses outside for a ball. And boy, I mean, we kind of saw a game last year, you know, a 15-0 win for Union over Jefferson Morgan. You hate to see blowouts like that in the semifinals. It just kind of shows you how tough this Union team is, and they're putting anybody on notice who might face them in the finals as well. Here's another wild pitch run scored as Holmes comes in from third. All runners move up a bag as well. It's 6-1. Keep putting on the wrong side. I apologize. 6-1. Ross moves to third. Comfort to second. 2-0 the count to Williams. Ground ball and pass. The glove of Bales at second base. One run scores. Another waved home. She will score as well. Heading into second base on the throw. Actually, that was, both runs come in to score. So Ross from third, Comfer from second. We going hit or error on that? Okay, we'll go with a single there. Single and advance to second on the throw. And the batter is Maddie Settle. Settle takes a strike. It is now, I keep putting that on the wrong side. It is now 8-1. Need a separate scoreboard operator because I'm not doing a very good job today. No balls and a strike. Pitch sails 1-1 here to Settle. 8-1. Each spot in the batting order scored except for one. That was the strikeout, the only out recorded. Maggie Joseph struck out, swing and a miss, strike two. And last hit by Williams, driving in two runs, the only two-run hit so far. No extra base hits, all singles, but plenty of them here for the Union Scotties. 1-2 is up and away, 2-2 the count. Started the game with five straight singles. And over the course of the last four batters have had two singles, a hit batsman, and a walk. The 2-2 to Settle. Sales now full count. Remember, if you're already thinking mercy rule, it is 10-0 after three. After five, it is 15 after three. What's interesting is this pitch misses up high. What's interesting is in Jefferson Morgan's first win of the playoffs, they defeated Leechburg. And that was a game where Jefferson Morgan scored 18 runs in the first inning. And then they only batted another inning. They only batted in the first and second innings. That was it. By the way, we had another walk. There is Settle Reef's base. Now Ireland Fisher, the batter. Fisher had one of those five straight singles to start the bottom of the first for Union. This one gets away from catcher Vessel. She will not throw. Both runners will advance. Let's call that one a passed ball. So to third goes Williams, and to second, Settle. Here's the pitch. Fisher lets that one go for a ball. Second and third. Still just one out. The only out was a strikeout of Maggie Joseph, the six-hitter, first time through. Pitch from Bozzoli. And that misses. 3-1 the count to Ireland Fisher. First base is empty here. But a walk would load them for the cleanup hitter, Olivia Benedict. And that's ball four. So now, free passes becoming an issue as well. Is that you go back to Shannon's walk after the single, you had a hit batsman, another single, and then two more walks issued here by Bozzoli. And Bozzoli's across the third baseline talking to Coach Rich Rush. And Rush didn't come out to talk to her. Looks like the umpire does have the lineup card out. Are we going to get any kind of a change here? We're not going to see a pitching change, I don't believe, no. Batter is Livia Benedict. We might have had a runner. We have a runner at first. Maybe that's what that was. Give me a look at who's at first. 14. Yeah, that's a runner. That is Reichert running at first, courtesy for the catcher. Hard grounder on a hop to Bale. She'll throw on to first to get the out there, but the ground out drives in another run. Benedict is out 4-3. Coming in to score is Williams from third on the RBI ground out. And that'll make it 9-1. Second and third, now two outs. And the batter is Nevaeh Hunt. Hunt had the bunt single her first time up. Takes a strike here. Missing outside. 1-1 the count here to Hunt. Every spot in the batting order has scored this inning except for one. Maggie Joseph is on deck. Pitch misses for a ball. 2-1 the count. Of course, Williams has already scored twice. Two singles and two runs scored here in the first inning for the leadoff hitter, Olivia Williams. 2-1. Up high, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Taken for a ball. Another walk issued. First base was empty. And now Maggie Joseph will come to the plate. The only player who did not reach first time through has a chance to still get on base here in the first inning. Bases loaded for Union. And two outs. And a first pitch strike. Cam, is that the last game you worked at up there at Gateway, Leechburg? So it must be something about Cam in first innings here. I don't know. No balls and a strike. The pitch, and this is ripped into left field, but right at the left fielder, Finley. She'll make the catch, and that will put an end to this first inning. But the Union Scotties put a 9 spot on the board in the bottom of the first. We've played 1, Union 9, Jefferson Morgan 1, here on the NFHS Network, Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Well, that was a long first inning for the Jefferson Morgan Rockets as they give up 9. Union sent 15 to the plate. Ground ball here from Addie Larkin. First pitch is a foul ball, right side. They scored their 9 runs on 7 hits. There were no errors, but there were several free passes, and the bases were left loaded. That third out, this pitch up high for a ball, that third out of the inning was a line shot by Maggie Joseph. If that's not right at Finley, it probably clears the bases, and you're looking at a 12 spot, and the inning still would not have been over. So they got out of it with that line drive at 9-1, but a very tall hill to climb here for Jefferson Morgan, who got off to a great start with the solo home run from Emily Bazzoli in the top of the first, but things look much different here in the top of the second. The 1-2 pitch is up high for a ball, 2-2. Larkin, Teagarden, Finley due up here in this second inning. Another interesting tidbit from that first inning, no extra base hits. Popped up. Could be trouble there, but it's going to be in foul territory, so it won't matter. Oh, they did call a fair ball. Excuse me. I thought it landed on the other side of the line. From our vantage point, not the greatest, but it looked like it had landed in foul territory. But the umpire says it's a fair ball, so it is a single for Addie Larkin. The Rockets have their leadoff hitter on with Addie Teagarden to the plate now. Teagarden swings through the first pitch, strike one. Yeah, the only extra base hit off the bat of Bazzoli. All 7 hits for Union in the first were singles. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Pitch to Teagarden, sails up high for a ball, 1-2 the count. Again, the season will not end here for either of these teams. This is only in the second inning, but certainly Jefferson way behind. But should they not have a huge rally and come back in this one, they would take on. This is lined right to the third baseman across the diamond for the double play. Teagarden lines it to third, Settle gloves it, throws on to first. You'll see it here on the CNX Foundation replay, the throw at least, and the double play executed, 2 away here in the second inning. Robbie Finley will now bat with the bases empty. Here's And a fly ball deep to right center field, but the right fielder is there to make the catch, and that will retire the side. So even though we got the leadoff single for the Rockets, still facing just the minimum in the second inning was Shannon, and the Rockets are retired. 9-1 our score as we head to the bottom of the second on the NFHS Network, greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes, man? Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Bottom of the second we go, and it'll be Corinne Shannon, bottom third of the Union order here. Shannon walked and scored last inning. First pitch, ball one. Here's the 1-0. Popped fly out of play. Inning started last inning with five straight singles. Eight of nine reached base first time through the order. Pop fly, right side, out of play. Shannon, Ross, and Confer do up here in this bottom of the second inning. Pitch in the dirt for a ball. I mean, if you're thinking along the lines of how quickly this game could end, we've seen a couple end with a 15-run mercy rule already in this playoff season. And the quickest this thing would be finished would be if Union scores seven runs this inning and gets three outs in the top of the third. That would do it. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And this is ripped but gloved by Bales at second base. Hard line drive, but a nice play by Bales. We have seen her flash the defense for sure. Nice look at that on the CNX Foundation replay as the line out to Bales. Bales had the game-winning catch against Sarah Catholic, where if that ball gets by her, it likely is a loss, and it would have been Sarah Catholic taking on Union in the semifinals. Pitch to Ross, sails. 2-0 to Emily Ross, the left fielder. Ross singled and scored. Her single was an RBI single. RBIs in the first inning, two for Williams, two for Benedict, and one each for Fisher, Hunt, and Ross. There were some runs scored on wild pitches as well. Check swing. And they're going to appeal, and they say no swing. Mazzoli checks the wristband. Comes home with a pitch. Pop fly. This is should be an easy play for Mazzoli. And what a difference here all of a sudden. The Rockets have got three in a row going back to last inning. With the line out for Joseph. And then a line out here to start the second for Shannon. The pop up to the pitcher for Ross. Brings up Samantha Confer. Bases empty and two away. Pomfret was hit by a pitch. Sends one down the line, and that lands just at the line here in left field. It's a fair ball, and it's our first extra base hit for Union. A hustle double there as Comfer was running hard all the way and takes two with two out here in the second. Not very deeply hit, but really an easy double for Comfer. Turn over the lineup to the top of the order that has certainly been deadly with Olivia Williams again. Already 2 for 2, 2 runs scored and 2 RBIs. Takes strike one here in her third at-bat. Mazzoli with the pitch. Missed high and outside, 1-1. So even with the first two quick outs for Jefferson Morgan, Union still with a good opportunity now with a runner in scoring position here in the top of the order at the plate. The 1-1 fouled hard off the backstop, 1-2 the count. Runner at second base with two away here in the bottom of the second. Bazzoli kicks and deals. Williams watches it high. 2-2. Four walks already issued by Bazzoli and a hit batsman. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And it's ripped down the line and left. That is fair as well. That's going further down into the corner before it's tracked down by Finley. An RBI double as Williams trades places with Confer, and it's now 10-1. Back-to-back doubles, back-to-back two-out doubles. And Williams with 3 RBIs on the day. Matty Settle, the batter, pops it up, foul out of play behind the backstop. Settle 1-for-1 plus a walk and scored. All in the first inning. Here's the 0-1. Ripped into left field. They're going to wave the runner home. That's going to be another run here for Union. Taking off for second on the throw is Settle. Give her a single. And she took off after that throw was coming in. RBI, though, for Settle as Williams comes in to score an 11th run. And with Settle advancing to the second on the throw, she ends up trading places with Williams. Deep drive, and forget about this one. My goodness, way gone for Ireland Fisher. Just drives the ball into the trees here in North Allegheny. And it is a two-run home run for Ireland Fisher. This one was, my goodness, I'd like to see the distance tracker on that thing. That was well struck by Ireland Fisher. And it's 13-0 now in favor of Union. That was about as no doubter as you can get. Settle comes in to score for a second time on the blast from Fisher. She's got 3 RBIs on the day. And now the batter's Olivia Benedict, 1-for-2 today. This all coming with two outs. Jefferson Morgan got a line out to second and a pop-up to the pitcher to start this second inning. And if last inning it was all singles, it's almost all extra base hits here in this inning. And the ones, it's been double-double single home run. Here's the pitch to Benedict. That one. I think the count is at 2-1. A 1-2. Okay, thank you. Can't see the scoreboard from our vantage point, so. One ball and two strikes to Benedict, and this is ripped through the middle. And that's going to pull Teagarden over to right center field to cut that off and hold Benedict to a single. But the inning keeps going, all with two outs here for Union. Fifth straight to reach base is Benedict, and now Nevaeh Hunt to the plate. I said they need to get to 16, so three more runs to try to get this thing wrapped up after the top of the third. They would need to score three more here to have that be a possibility. Pitches a called strike to Hunt. One on, two out. After five straight have reached on all hits for Union. Popped up. That's going to be out of play, though, behind the backstop. One and two the count. Watches this one in the dirt. Runner doesn't break. Two and two now to Hunt. Hunt is one for one, plus a walk. Her one hit was an RBI bunt single in the first inning. 2-2 pitch from Bazzoli. Sails, full count. .15 came to the plate in the first. Nevaeh Hunt is the eighth batter here in the second. Payoff pitch taken for ball four. And now we will see a ninth batter here in the second inning. Even when it looked like the Rockets might have a chance for a quick second inning after those quick two outs, Union has rallied. Now Maggie Joseph is due for the Union Scotty. She's 0 for 2. Did hit the ball really hard to end the first, though. The line drive to Finley. And she strikes one deep to right field, but right there is Ava Wood. She'll make the catch. And that will retire the side here in the second. But Union strikes for four more runs and takes a 13-1 lead into the third inning here on the NFHS Network, greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
Well, Union scores four more on five hits. There weren't any errors and two left on in the second inning. We now go to the top of the third and a first pitch ground foul by Callan Novak. Novak, the first baseman on this Jefferson Morgan team, getting her first at-bat. Rockets have only sent one over the minimum to the plate, and they have had two hits. Fouled off. We had the solo home run by Emily Bazzoli in the first inning and then a leadoff single for Addie Larkin in the second, but she was doubled off on a line drive. So this is only the eighth batter to the plate here for Jefferson Morgan as we've now reached the third inning. 0-2 count and the pitch fouled back. We'll do it again 0-2 to Callan Novak. Try to get a score update from our friends at the WJPA Sports Network. Bentworth leading Chartiers Houston 2-0. Swing and a miss. And that is out number one here in the third. The strikeout of Novak. And this will be Vessels getting the at-bat here out of the nine spot. Top of the fourth inning, Bentworth leading 2-0 over Chartiers Houston. Pitch misses for a ball. Ball one to Vessels. Top of the order, Ava Wood waits on deck. Pitch sails high for a ball, now 2-0. 12-run lead. For Union, they get three outs here without giving up any runs. Three runs in the bottom of the third would end the ball game. So, swing and a miss. 2-1 now the count to Vessels. Winner here takes on the winner of Carmichael's and West Green. That game will be played at 6 o'clock at Pleasant Valley Elementary School in Peters Township. Swing and a miss. 2-2 the count now to Vessels. We'll have that game, of course, for you on greensports.net and the NFHS Network. And the loser of this game will take on the loser of that game for a spot in the state playoffs. 3-2 full count last year. That was a West Green-Jefferson Morgan matchup. And West Green won that game 4-3 to clinch the third and final state playoff berth from Class 1A. Ground ball. Second baseman Joseph got to it but couldn't make a play. Got to it with the glove. Don't know if she ever really had it there. She didn't. She knocked it down, but got to go single on that. Yeah, she had to go a long way. Yeah, she had to range a long way. Call it an infield hit for Vessels. That'll bring up Ava Wood. Actually, we're going to have a runner for Vessels as well. Number 12 checks in here for Jefferson Morgan to run. That's Beautiful Medlin running at first. So Medlin. Batters Ava Wood. And that hits Wood, front elbow. So for the first time, the Rockets will have two aboard. And Bazzoli comes to the plate. Now Bazzoli had the home run in the first inning. He got the Rockets off to a great start, but things have been all downhill since then. Mazzoli has a chance, though, to do some damage at the plate here in the third. First pitch bounces in and breaking late. Here comes the throw to third, but still getting in safely. Here's Medlin. Wood holds at first on the play. 1-0 count now to Bazzoli. And the pitch. Off speed, left up high for a ball, 2-0. Oh, thank you. Moving up to second. I didn't catch that there. Cam, thank you. And that pitch close to clipping Bazzoli inside. It'll be 3-0. First base is open. Of course, Bazzoli showed some power first time through, so don't want to give her anything too juicy here on 3-0. Second and third with one away. Here's the pitch, and that misses everything. Now breaking for the plate is Medlin, and she will score on the wild pitch. Also advancing to third is Wood on the play. And Bazzoli reaches on the walk. So first and third. And if nothing else, the Rockets are going to force Union to score at least one more run to try to end it early. We got a runner at first base now for the pitcher Bazzoli. I think it was Breland Wood, and it is. Wood running. Pop fly over the Union dugout, foul ball. Runners at the corners, one out. Jefferson trails 13-2 here in the top of the third inning. Pitch just missing. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike, the pitch, and that misses outside. Snyder struck out her first time up. Rockets have had three straight reach base now here in this third inning after the strikeout of Novak to start the third. And this is a line drive ripped through the fielders in right field. One run going to score, and that is going to be, can she hold the bag? She does indeed. It is an RBI double for Ashlyn Snyder. And the Rockets trying to get a little something going here in the third inning. Wood comes in to score on the double. Bazzoli's runner, Wood, is all the way to third now on the double from Snyder. Now 13-3, and we're going to have a conference here with Union coach Doug Fisher. Wants to have a talk with his entire infield. Gabby Marmy to the plate. Second and third with still just the one out. Two runs across for Jefferson Morgan here in this top of the third. Looking to mount a comeback. First pitch to Marmy. Hard grounder to short. Scoop by Williams. Throw is low. Good scoop over there at first by Benedict as well. Nice pick there at first base. It'll bring home a run. It's an RBI ground out, as you'll see here on the CNX Foundation replay. It's a nice pick over there by Benedict at first. There's two away as Addie Larkin comes to the plate. The 6-3 ground out from Marmy scores Wood from third, and now a ground ball through the middle. And another run comes home to score. An RBI single for Addie Larkin on the first pitch she sees. And the Rockets have put together a nice third inning. Snyder comes in to score. It's 13-5 with Addison Teagarden to the plate. Pitch misses outside. We talked about what Jefferson has done against this Union team. In the last three meetings, 37-2. Well, they've already scored five now in this one. Swing and a miss. 1-1 to Teagarden. Teagarden lined into a double play in the second inning. The Rockets have found the bats here in the third inning. Pushed four runs across. Here's the pitch to Teagarden. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Count is 2-2 to Teagarden. Runner at first with two away. Here's the pitch. Taken for a ball outside. Full count. Payoff pitch. Ground ball. Second baseman Joseph throws on to first to retire the side. But the Rockets push four runs across here in the top of the third inning to cut the lead down to 8. 13-5 as we head to the bottom of the third on the NFHS Network. Greensports.net presented by First Federal of Greene County.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
Well, the Rockets show some life in the third inning. They were down 13-1 heading into the top of the third, but push across four runs on three hits. Stranded one as well. Here's a swing and a miss to Corinne Shannon. Shannon has walked and lined out so far today. And what looked like a relatively easy three-inning win for Union has become much more difficult. They would need to score seven in this inning to end it in three. At this point, the Rockets have cut it into not even being a 10-run rule game. Fouled off, 1-2 the count to Shannon. Bottom third of the order. Shannon also led off the second inning as Union sent nine to the plate, had the first two retire, but the next seven reached base to push four runs across. Pitch sails 2-2 now to Bazzoli's pitching opponent. Nine runs in the first inning for Union, four more in the second. Here's the pitch from Bazzoli. Sails. Full count. Blackhawk and North Catholic. 4A semifinal follows this game. This pitch misses for ball four. So a leadoff walk to Shannon. That'll bring Emily Ross to the plate, 1-for-2 today, singled and scored in the first, popped up to the pitcher last inning. I think, and our runner, I think, is the same runner, Holmes, at first base, running for Shannon. It's a courtesy for the pitcher. Holds off on the off-speed pitch, called strike one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball. Gloved by Marmy at short. She'll step on second for one. Throw on to first and won't get the double play. There's a little traffic there for Marmy to deal with on this throw. She'll step on the bag, but she doesn't really have a throwing lane, and then she lets it go and won't get the double play, but does get the lead runner. Bring up Samantha Comfer now. Ross reaches on the fielder's choice. Calm for a ground ball to Marmy. This time she'll flip it to second. That was a late flip, too. She was closer to the bag on that one. Why she didn't take it, I'm not sure. Decides to flip it, and she was like within a step of the bag. She almost stepped on it as she flipped it. As you see on the CNX Foundation replay. But another put out at second, and Calm for reaches on the fielder's choice. Top of the order, Olivia Williams. First pitch strike. That was six unassisted, then a 6-4 on those back-to-back fielder's choice plays. Fly ball to left. Finley is there. She'll make the catch. And Union only sends four batters to the plate in the third inning. And as we head to the fourth, it's Union 13, Jefferson Morgan 5 here on the NFHS Network, greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
First pitch foul ball for Robbie Finley. There you see the line score. Jefferson Morgan answered that four spot of Union in the Union had in the second. They answered that in the third. They've now cut this into, here's a line shot, base hit for Robbie Finley. And don't look now, but the Rockets have scored four unanswered, and now they get started here in the fourth inning as well. Callan Novak, the batter, struck out in her first at-bat. Pops it up out of play behind the backstop. They've pushed this, said they were down by 12. All signs were pointing to a potential mercy rule, even the 15-run variety, as that one knocks a limb out of the tree on that foul ball. But they hold it within eight with that four spot in the third inning, and then they hold Union off the board in the bottom of the third. Ground ball foul. Do it again here at 0-2 for Novak. Let's get a look in at the score from the Bentworth-Chartiers-Houston ball game. Try to get you an update there. No balls and two strikes to Novak, battling here. Still 2-0 there in the fifth inning. Swing and a miss. And the first out is the strikeout of Novak. Looks like it's still 2-0, and Bentworth just failed to score there. So it'll stay 2-0 through 4.5. The Bearcats leading over Chartiers-Houston in 2A semifinals. Ball in the dirt. 1-0 to Kelsey Vessels. Vessels singled and scored. Scored the first run last inning. Actually, her runner did. Beautiful Medlin. Popped up right side and out of play. 1-1 the count. Hard ground ball down the line. It's a fair ball. Trying to go first to third here is Finley, and she's in there on the One out, single from Vessels. Bottom of the order, getting it done here for Jefferson Morgan. Getting two hits out of this bottom third. We have a runner. That's going to be Medlin again. Vessels with the single. Finley goes first to third on the play. And Ava Wood to the plate. Wood, last inning, scored after she was hit by a pitch. And Wood, a little flare into the glove of the first baseman, Benedict. Doesn't get back to the bag in time to double off Medlin, but an easy play there for Benedict for the second out. And now Bazzoli back to the plate. One for one plus a walk. Her one was the home run in the first. Pitch up high for a ball. One oh pitch to Bazzoli. Doesn't quite make it. Ball two. 2-0. Bentworth and Chartiers Houston both have already qualified for the state playoffs. They take four out of Class 2A. A pitch misses for a ball. Now 3-0 to Bazzoli. Shannon in danger of walking the bases loaded here with two away in the fourth. Here's the pitch. And Bazzoli watches it go. Four pitch walk. She's walked the last two times. Well, Shannon doesn't want to give her anything too good to hit. Probably have a runner here as well. Wood typically running for Bazzoli, and she will head out to first base. Bring Ashlyn Snyder to the plate. Snyder doubled last time up. Boy, a double here would start to make things interesting. Bases full of Rockets with two away in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch from Shannon, and it's a little foul ball over top the Union dugout for strike one. Once again, the winner gets the winner between Carmichael's and West Green. That game to follow, Bentworth and Chartiers Houston at Pleasant Valley Elementary School, Peters Township. We know we have one Green County team going into the WPL Championship game because the winner of that Carmichael's West Green game will be headed to California, Penn West, California. Jefferson Morgan saying, not so fast. We might want a shot, too. And here comes Snyder with a base hit through. They're going to send home two runs. A two-run single for Ashlyn Snyder. And it's now 13-7. Rockets not going away quietly by any means. Gabby Marmy to the plate. Snyder with two runs driven in on that one. She drove in a run with her last at-bat as well. Marmy's 0-for-2 today. Marmy's shown some pop in that bat this season, though. Pops this one up. That's going to get out of play. There comes the pitch from Shannon. Leaves it go outside. Marmy looking for her first hit of the ball game. It would come in a big spot here with two on. 1-2. That's in the dirt. The lead is now cut to 6. Union led by as many as 12 in this ballgame. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that is strike 3, and that will end the top of the 4th inning. 2 more runs added, though, for the Jefferson Morgan Rockets as we've played 3.5. It is Union 13, Jefferson Morgan 7. Here on the NFHS Network, greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
We head to the bottom of the 4th inning. Matty Settle leads off here for Union. Lead been cut down now to just 13-7. 6 unanswered runs by Jefferson Morgan in the ballgame. As they put up 4 in the 3rd and 2 more in the 4th. Union has not scored since the bottom of the 2nd inning, and they did all that with 2 outs. Pushing 4 runs across after a 9-run first inning. Settle has reached base every time, 2 hits and a walk. Fouls this one off of the body in the batter's box, so strike 1. 2-1 now to Settle. Settle had a single and scored in the first, walked in her second plate appearance in the first inning, and then singled and scored in the second as well. Drove in a run with that second single. Fly ball down the line and right. That'll drift out of play off the batting cage. Two balls and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Reaches out and just pokes it. Nearly got through the left side. Marmy was able to knock it down. It looked like it was going right between third and short. Marmy got to it with the back end. She's not going to have any play, even if she does field that ball. It'll be a single for Settle here in the 4th inning. So she is on base again. 4th time in as many at-bats. Ireland Fisher, who hit a complete bomb the last time she stepped to the plate, comes to the batter's box again. And she hits it off the end of the bat here. Bale's a little trouble with it. They might call interference here. Did it hit the runner? If it hit the runner, she is obviously out. I don't know if we can see it on the replay. I didn't know if she just got in the way or if it actually... Ooh. Can't really tell, but the umpire right there and says it hit the runner. It wasn't obvious on the replay that it did, but that is the call. So there's an out in the inning. And Olivia Benedict, I believe Fisher's still credited with a hit there. Yes. And the dead ball after the ball hits the runner. Here's the pitch to Benedict. And a ground ball up the middle. This one gets through. Runner going to hold at second base as it was fielded quickly by Teagarden in center field. But that's 3 straight singles here for Union, but again, the one resulted in an out as it hit the runner. Nevaeh Hunt. She's been on base three times in as many tries as well. Two of those were base on balls, though. Pitch up high for a ball. The game is not likely to end after four, but certainly the 10-run rule after five. Well, we don't really need to be talking mercy rule right now, as the Rockets have cut it to six. Runner breaks on the pitch, and she's in there with a stolen base. That is Reichert running for Fisher, stealing third, and backing her up on the steal is Benedict as she goes on the throw down to third. So second and third for Hunt. She shows bunt. She did this earlier, had a bunt RBI single. This time bunts it foul. Everybody here in the press box thought we were going to see a quick one here today, the way that first inning went. But, boy, the Rockets have shown a lot of comeback here in this ball game. Swing and a miss, but the ball gets past Vessels, and that's going to allow a run to score. So Union adds on. And the runner advances to third as well. Don't pass ball or wild pitch on that. Good pass ball. Was a strike, too. Fly ball into left field. This may score a run as well. Finley is there, tagging from third, and scoring is Benedict. Sack fly for Nevaeh Hunt. And that'll... Well, they appealed, and Cam said the same thing. Thought she either left early or missed the plate, but they appeal, and the run will stand. So 15-7, and Maggie Joseph to the plate, as Union has put a couple across, answering the two that Jefferson Morgan scored in the top half of this inning. And Joseph, a little flare off the end of the bat, fielded by Bazzoli to end the frame. Two runs come across on three hits for Union, and they take a 15-7 lead into the fifth here on the NFHS Network, greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
New pitcher in the ballgame. We're going to challenge our producer back here to see if he can get that change in the Union lineup, changing number 12 to pitcher, please. See if we can get that worked out for you here on the old score bug. Give him a little test. Samantha Confer, who had been the right fielder, is now pitching. And we got to see who is going to right. 14. So 14 going to right. So 12 is pitching now. Samantha Confer's pitching. We don't have a 14. Oh, it's Reichert. Reichert is 14. Yeah, she was listed. She's listed. They changed the number on here. Number one, who she was listed as number one. She's actually number 14, and she's in right field. So Reichert enters the game, and she's got to enter into the batting spot of Shannon, and she'll be in right field. And Samantha Comfort now inside the circle for Union. Swing and a miss, strike one here to Addie Larkin, who leads off this fifth inning. She is 2-for-2 with a couple of singles, is Larkin. Grounds this one foul. 0-2 the count. Jefferson Morgan had cut it to a six-run deficit with a two-spot in the fourth inning, but Union answered that to push it back to eight with a two-spot of their own in the bottom half of the last inning. This one's fouled back. 0-2. The count remains here to Addie Larkin. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul again. Larkin battling. Jefferson Morgan has come up with 8 hits in the ball game. 2 of them by Larkin. Here's the 0-2. Ground ball, same spot. She's well out in front of these offerings from Comfer. Comfer the lefty. Different look here for these Rockets. After Corinne Shannon leaves the game after 4 innings pitched. Pitch up high. That's just ball one. Still 2-0 Bentworth leading there in the bottom of the sixth. Chartiers Houston does have the tying run at the plate in that sixth inning with 2 out. Another foul ball. She's not just a little early. She's a lot early on these swings. She's pulled everything right into the Jefferson Morgan dugout. One ball, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And a little pop flare and down. 3 hits for Larkin on the day. A third single in as many at-bats. She puts that one in front of Ross in left field. Addie Teagarden out of the plate. Had a ball get away there, and left fielder Ross tried to throw it back. Somebody was warming up with a softball, got into play, and she threw it back and hit somebody, or something happened there. She's trying to laugh it off and apologize. Back to the game. Addie Teagarden fouls this one way foul. And that might make contact with a vehicle after it rolled there, so no damage done. 0-1 count here to Teagarden. Runner at first and nobody out in the fifth inning for the Rockets, trailing by 8, 15-7. Here's the pitch. Called strike, 0-2. Larkin fell behind 0-2. Was able to foul off several pitches before getting on base with a single. Now falling behind here, 0-2 is Addie Teagarden. Teagarden's 0-for-2 on the day. She pops one up in foul territory, but room for Settle from third base to make the play. And there's one away. Teagarden fouls out. Robbie Finley, the batter now. 1-for-2. Singled and scored in the fourth inning, did Finley. And Chartiers Houston is on the board against Bentworth. It's now 2-1. Pitch up high for a ball. They're in the sixth inning there. Here we're in the top of the fifth as Jefferson Morgan trying to close the gap again. Slow roll ground ball, but Williams charges and throws on to first for the out. Two away, the runner advances to second on the play. And that'll bring up Callan Novak, who has struck out a couple of times in the ball game. If Comfort can retire Novak, Union would be two runs away from victory in the fifth. Pitch fouled away. Strike one to Vessels. Or this should be Novak. Somehow I got messed up there. Oh, we don't have... There's Novak. Fouled off. It's now 0-2 to Novak. Runner at second is Addie Larkin. And an 0-2 pitch coming to Novak. Close, but taken for a ball, 1-2. Comfort doesn't get that call. Here's the pitch. Leaves it up. 2-2 the count now. Union will have the bottom third of the order due up again. It'll be the third time that the seven hitter is let off an inning. And we will head there now after the strikeout of Callan Novak. She's been struck out three times in the ballgame. One hit is stranded at second base in the top of the fifth. Played 4.5, Union 15, Jefferson Morgan 7 here on the NFHS Network, greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
So we do have Erica Reichert batting in the seven hole here for Shannon, who she came in to play right field, did Reichert. And Reichert shows bunt, offers strike one. So pay no attention to the score bug unless our producer can fix the batting order quickly. But this is the third time the seventh spot of the order has led off an inning. It's fouled off 0-2. Shannon led off the second after Union sent 15 batters to the plate in the first. And what that really means is Joseph has made the last out in each of the first... three of the first four innings. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. Reichert. There we go. Credit to Noah Tennant producing, getting that score bug corrected for you. Reichert getting... her name on the screen as she fouls another pitch out of play. 1-2 the count. Reichert and then Ross and Confer also due up here in this fifth inning. Here's the pitch from Bazzoli. Reichert slaps it foul again. Again, Union would need two runs in this fifth inning to end the ball game. Otherwise, we will go to the sixth. Pozzoli's pitch, taken high, ball two. Game one of two games here today at North Allegheny. The second game, 4A semifinal, North Catholic versus Blackhawk. We'll have that for you on the NFHS Network here as well. 2-2 pitch, slap for a try, but comes up empty. Strikeout, number one. Bring up Emily Ross. Ross has been on base a couple of times, but is one for three. Singled and scored in the first, popped up to the pitcher, and then reached on a fielder's choice. And the first pitch takes a strike on the outside corner. Deverson Morgan trailed, well, he led 1-0 after the solo home run from Emily Bozzoli, but then trailed 9-1, trailed 13-1 before mounting a comeback to get within 6, 13-7 before two more runs last inning by Union to push the lead back to 8. Pitch misses high and away. 1-2, the count to Ross. Confer waits on deck. The top of the order has been deadly for this Union team, so certainly Bozzoli would like to just wrap this up here with these three batters at the bottom of the order. 2-2, though, to Ross. First four batters in this lineup have only been retired twice combined. Pitch up high, now 3-2. Twelve hits in 16 at-bats for those first four hitters. Not 16 at-bats, 16 plate appearances, and there have been a couple of walks as well. Speaking of walks, Ross draws a walk on a full count pitch. And that'll bring Confer to the plate. And Confer representing the winning run here for Union. Here's the pitch from Bozzoli, and it's slapped toward right fielder down the line. It's fair. And now a throw coming in, but it's going to be a single for Confer. And the way that throw was coming in, it almost looked like they might have a chance to catch Confer sleeping after she rounded first. If you'll see here on the CNX Foundation replay, yeah, she was kind of in the area, but it'll be first and second. And now you do have the top of the order up. Like I'm just saying, 12 hits in 16 plate appearances for the first four in this batting order. Add on to that a couple of walks. They've only been retired twice. We have the runner back out here again. That is Holmes. She had run for Shannon earlier. Oh, 20. Okay. That would make more sense. Thompson, the runner at first. Livia Williams, 3-for-4. Double and two singles. She scored three times and drove in three. She is the winning run at the plate. First pitch misses for ball one. One out walked Emily Ross, followed by a single by Samantha Confer. And Union has two on here with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch from Bozzoli. Ripped into center field. They are going to wave one run home. Scoring from second base is Ross. And it'll remain first and second here for Maddie Settle as Williams picks up yet another hit. Another RBI as well, her fourth of the day. As she drives in Emily Ross from second base. Now the winning run at second as Maddie Settle comes to the plate. She's been on base all four times she's been to the plate. Pops this one up. It will get out of play over the Union dugout. Strike one. Settle three singles and a walk. Has scored twice and drove in a run. Here's the 0-1 to Settle. Sails up high for a ball. 1-1. Now the Rockets certainly have scored more runs than they've been able to against Union in recent years, but they're still giving up a lot to this Union Scotty team. Pitch low for a ball. Coming in the last three games, combined score 37-2. Well, it's right now sitting at 53 runs given up to this Union team in four games. Here's the 2-1 up high, now 3-1. But they have scored, like I said, only two in those other three games. They've scored seven today. Three-one pitch coming from Bazzoli, and it's a pop fly. This should be playable for Larkin at third. She'll make the catch in foul ground, and obviously that keeps the Rockets alive for at least another at bat, as it will come to Ireland Fisher. And Ireland Fisher has been on base every time as well. Two singles, a monster home run, and a walk for Fisher in this game. Winning run at second base with Fisher at the plate. Ground ball foul, third base side. Thompson running for Comfort at second base. Williams at first, but the runner at first means absolutely nothing. If the run at second scores, the game is over. 1-1 the count to Fisher. Solely checking the wristband here. Comes home with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Bazzoli with the pitch. Left up. Maybe a little out. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two on, two out here in the bottom of the fifth. Winning run at second base. Bazzoli kicks and deals. That sails up high. 3-2, full count to the batter, Ireland Fisher. A walk would bring the winning run to third. And the pitch from Bazzoli, and that is a walk. Ball four outside. Second walk for Fisher today. And they're loaded now for Livia Benedict, winning run at third. Of course, from Jefferson Morgan's perspective, there is a force out now at every base. Runner at first here. Zoom in on that if you could, Cam, because that's got to be a new runner because it can't be Reichert again. It's 28. That is Strickler, Lexi Strickler. So Strickler running at first for the catcher Fisher. And now Benedict with a chance to end it. It will end on this at bat one way or the other. Well, it will end, but the inning, it'll be either an inning ending out or it'll be a game winning run. One ball, no strikes here to Benedict. Ground ball hard. Larkin gloves it. She'll step on third, and we are going to a sixth inning. Jefferson Morgan never saying die in this ball game. It is 16-7 as we go to the sixth here on the NFHS Network, greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
Here we go to the top of the sixth inning. I will tell you, when we were in that nine-run first, I don't think anybody thought we were going to get to a sixth inning in this ballgame, as Union just came out like a house of fire in the first inning. But give credit to the Jefferson Morgan Rockets. They were down 13-1 and were able to battle back to make this a six-run game at one time. And with their backs against the wall, winning run at third base in the bottom of the fifth inning, they get out of it to force a sixth inning. So, Fat Lady has not sung yet, as the Rockets try to stay alive at least for another inning. Fouled out of play. Two strikes now on the batter, Kelsey Vessels. Batting in the nine spot here for Jefferson Morgan, leading off and sending a fly ball into the gap in right center. It's going to split the fielders and go to the fence. Vessels in with a leadoff double. Third hit of the game for Vessels. Vessels and Larkin in this game for Jefferson Morgan, both 3-for-3. And I got to tell you, the Rockets offense is showing something here in this ball game. To where, if you hadn't had that just all-out horrible bottom of the first inning, this would have been a very competitive game. Pitch up high for a ball. It's very hard to overcome a nine-run inning, I can tell you that. And it's amazing that the Rockets have even stayed alive this long. Here's a ground ball. It's right through the shortstop. E6. Ava Wood. That's the first error of the ball game, as Ava Wood will reach first. We'll have runners on the corners now after the E6. And Emily Bazzoli to the plate. And here's a fly ball to center. Hunt is there. She'll make the catch. That'll be the first out of the inning. One away on the flyout by Bazzoli, and that'll bring Ashlyn Snyder to the plate. 2-for-3 today. Snyder has 3 RBIs in this ball game for Jefferson Morgan. Pitch misses inside for a ball. They have gone final at Peters Township's Pleasant Valley Elementary. Bentworth wins it 2-1. Over Chartiers Houston, Bentworth will go on to the WPIAL championship game. We'll have that for you on the NFHS Network and Green, and not Green Sports, but our partners with the WJPA Sports Network will have that We'll have all of the finals for you on the NFHS Network, all six games from Penn West, California, Wednesday and Thursday of next week. I lost track of the count there. Sorry, that's a walk to load the bases. So Gabby Marmy to the plate now. She's 0 for 3 today. Marmy in the cleanup spot. Hard ground ball fielded there. The throw goes home to cut that runner down. The throw back to first, not in time, but what a play there by Settle. She gets the one hopper to third. Instead of just stepping on the bag, she makes sure she gets that lead runner and prevents that run from scoring. They can't execute the home to first double play, but they do get the second out of the inning. Play goes 5-2, and Marmy reaches on the fielder's choice, and now Larkin to the plate, looking for her fourth hit of the day. This is Addie Larkin. Larkin, fly ball into left field, but foul, just about a half a foot. I believe it's 2-1. Base is full of Rockets here. In the sixth, one run was already cut down at the plate with the 5-2 put out on the last batter. Now Larkin trying to break through here in the sixth for Jefferson Morgan. That one misses up high. Here's the pitch from the lefty, and it's a fly ball to deep right field, but tracking it is Reichert. She'll make the play. A fine catch out there in right to retire the side, and the Rockets cannot score here in the sixth. There was a hit and an error, and three runners left on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Union leading 16-7 here on the NFHS Network, greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
Heading into the bottom of the sixth inning, Nevaeh Hunt to lead off here for Union. Scotty's a runaway from ending it in six. Of course, they would be three outs away in the seventh from advancing on to the WPL championship game. Strike one to Hunt from Emily Bazzoli. Valiant effort from Jefferson Morgan after the first inning was such a disaster. Typically, when you see a game like that, and even after the first two innings, it's 13-1. I mean, typically it's just a matter of time before the mercy rule goes into effect. But Rockets have kept at least in the game to keep out of the mercy rule so far. A run, though, for Union would end it here. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch from Bazzoli. Popped foul out of play back over the backstop. Well, it just got over. No, it actually stayed inside the fence. Hit up high, though. No chance for Vessels to make a play back there. 2-2 the count here to Hunt. And the pitch. Fouled off. Good thing they have that netting on the front of each dugout, because there have been quite a few that have rocketed right into the dugouts today. Two balls and two strikes to Nevaeh Hunt. Off the end of the bat to stay alive with the foul ball. Two balls, two strikes. Bozzoli's pitch. Ripped foul again. Ooh, hot hand there. Catching it out of that dugout. I think that might have been Coach Dan Rush over there that snagged that with a bare hand. He felt that one, I can promise you. He definitely felt that. He's acting like he didn't. Ground ball right down the line. Larkin's throw across in time for the out. Great play by Larkin. Right at the line, throwing across and just beating the runner to the bag. One away. Maggie Joseph comes to the plate. Maggie Joseph 0-4 in this ball game. Check swing. They're going to peel. And they say no swing. Ball one. Joseph, this time, cannot make the last out. Each time she's been up, aside from her first at-bat where she came up with nobody out, she has made the last out in the first, the second, and the fourth innings. Can't do that here. Pop foul out of play. 1-1 the count. And her line drive in the first inning was hit right on the screws, and if it had not been right at Finley, we may not still be playing this game, because that would have really blown things open. Two balls, one strike. Cooling off here in Wexford as well. Not that it was ever going to be that warm today, but cool breeze coming in the press box here. Pitch misses for a ball. That's 3-1 to Joseph. Obviously not starting on time for our second game. That was 3 minutes ago, scheduled start time. Pitch misses for a ball, and Joseph on base for the first time today as she draws the one-out walk. And that'll bring up Reichert for her second at-bat. Reichert struck out in her first plate appearance last inning. Emily Bozzoli only has two strikeouts in the game. First pitch taken for ball one. Here's the 1-0. Slapped. Bozzoli going to field it. Goes to first, but not in time. Infield single for Reichert. Moves the runner again, the game-winning run, to second base. And the batter will be Emily Ross. Ross on the day, officially 1-for-3. But she's reached on a single, a fielder's choice, and a walk. First pitch in the dirt. Runner going to break for third, and now that winning run is just 60 feet away. Count is 1-0. Any ball put in play here. You see the outfielders coming way in. Jefferson Morgan has to go home with this play. If the ball is put in play, ball two, 2-0. And anything, as you see these outfielders playing way in, the reason, I mean, anything over their heads at this point would score the run on a sacrifice fly anyway. So trying to cut down the game-winning run. The 2-0 pitch shows bunt, pops it up in the air. If that was touched in fair territory, it was! Larkin touches it in fair territory. It'll be a fair ball and a game-winning RBI for Emily Ross as Maggie Joseph, a player who had not been on base till the walk here in the sixth inning. Maggie Joseph scores the game-winning run, and Union walks it off 17-7 here in the sixth inning. We'll come back and recap it for you after this on the NFHS Network, Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back. A final 17-7 here. Union defeats Jefferson Morgan in six innings. The Rockets certainly battled back all they could here. Hold on 1 second here. Nine. The Rockets got out to a good start with a solo home run from Emily Bozzoli in the first inning. That was answered, though, and then some by Union in the first. They scored nine runs in their first inning to lead 9-1. They would add four more in the bottom of the second, leading 13-1 heading into the third. But the Rockets showed their resolve in that third inning, pushing four runs across. That got it to 13-5. With no runs for Union in the third, Jefferson Morgan with two more in the fourth cut it to a six-run game. It was 13-7 heading into the bottom of the fourth inning. And obviously the scoring kind of slowed down at that point. Union did get two to answer the two of Jefferson Morgan's in the fourth. They would add single runs in the fifth and then a single run in the sixth to win it. But, boy, that nine spot just stands out for the Union Scotties. They got the nine spot on the board in that first inning, and it's so hard to overcome that no matter what. And even though the Rockets fought hard, had that first inning, been anything reasonable, this would have been quite a game, I think, going down the stretch. But just so hard to overcome a nine spot in an inning where they pushed across nine runs on seven hits. Totals 17 runs, 14 hits, one error for Union. Jefferson Morgan came up with 10 hits in that ballgame. This was not a bad performance offensively at all, defensively either, as far as only one error in the whole ballgame. That was committed by Union. But just, the Union bats early in this game were just absolutely deadly, and they were enough to eventually get that Mercy Rule victory 17-7 in six innings. Time to name our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And our McCracken Pharmacy player, always going to a Greene County player, so I should preface it with that. A Greene County player, even in a loss, and really the way this game started, we would have thought it would have been very hard to find a Greene County player. But I'm going to point to the nine-hitter in this batting order as Kelsey Vessels came through 3-for-3 today. A couple of singles and a double for Kelsey Vessels out of the nine spot of the order. Just a nice little bright spot for these Jefferson Morgan Rockets. She wasn't the only one. Addie Larkin also had three hits. And Ashlyn Snyder had a good game with three RBIs as well. But just the nine-hole hitter coming through, going 3-for-3 in the ball game, turning that lineup over. Kelsey Vessels, our McCracken Pharmacy player of the game. We've got to wrap things up because we need to head into a second game of a doubleheader here on the NFHS Network as Blackhawk and North Catholic will do battle in the 4A semifinals. Got to let you know, GreenSports.net is presented by First Federal Savings Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust, and brought to you by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Kinetic, internet better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreene.org. By the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue, valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. For Noah Tennant producing, for Cam Prince on camera today, I'm Jason Tennant saying so long from North Allegheny as the Jefferson Morgan Rockets have fallen. They will take on the loser of Carmichael's and West Greene in a consolation game. The Union Scotties are on to the championship game for a seventh consecutive year. 17-7, your final score.